Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guest on today's show is Eileen Hosey, a board member and treasurer for Family Promise of Juno. Welcome to the show, Eileen.
Thank you, Scott.
It's
very
nice.
It's nice
to have you here. I think a lot of us will recognize your voice as the voice of Tai Chi for seniors, but you're wearing a different hat today.
I am indeed. Tai Chi will be in April, I believe. I'll be back for that. But yes, I'm here for Family Promise, one of the great things we have here in Juneau.
Maybe sort of Tai Chi for people who are homeless, if you will.
Yes, good. You never
right?
know.
Well, it's nice to have you here.
Thanks.
I know that you have your upcoming fundraiser on March 15th.
That's correct. The annual Halibut Dinner, March 15th, and it's going to be at Thunder Mountain High School this year, 5:30 to 7:30. This is a tremendously popular event. Tickets are, I know this sounds hacking, but tickets are going like wildfire. But we have a few tickets left, and I can tell you how to get a hold of tickets. They will not be available at the door. We have to sell them ahead of time so the chef knows how much of the dinner to cook, because this year we're having halibut chowder in bread bowls.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Fun. Let's come back to the details of that in a minute and learn
sure.
more about Family Promise.
Sure.
How long has it been going now here in Juneau?
In Juneau, I think the originating committee got together in about 2014. We opened officially April of 2017, and that's when I became involved as a member of a church. And so we will have our third year in April. We have finished 3 years. At this time, we have served 26 families. We have found permanent housing for 19 families. And currently, we have two families active in the program with a third family about to come in.
When you describe sort of the model for Family Promise of Juno to someone who's never heard it before, what do you tell them?
The model.
Or just sort of the process. Yeah. How does it work?
Well, there's a fairly detailed intake process for a family. Now, a family, in our understanding, a family is an adult and a child.
Okay.
It could be a mom and a child. It could be a dad and a child. It could be a grandma and a child or children, and it has been that. And so they do an intake at our day center. And
which is where? Remind us.
It's at Chapel by the Lake.
Okay. And how do you find, or how do these individuals find you? Like that adult and that child, generally speaking.
Well, how do they find us? Well, I think enough families have been in the program, so word has gotten out. And the social service agencies around town are certainly aware of it. OCS is aware of it. The shelters are aware of it, and that's primarily where we get our referrals.
Okay. So they find your intake center at
yes.
Chapel by the Lake.
Yep.
And what happens from there?
Well, if everything works together, we have a network of what we call participating and supporting congregations. And we have a very specific schedule. Families are housed at a church 1 week at a time. And because when in 1986, when this program started, it was a wonderful woman who realized many churches were unoccupied 6 days a week, and she thought she had a direct connection with some homeless people and thought, bingo, there's a way to do this that is a winner for everybody. And so Family Promise provides shelter, overnight shelter, and three meals a day for the families as they stay at each church. And then during the day, parents either go to their jobs, or if they don't have a job, they go to the day center, and we help them doing resumes. We help them do job searches. We help them with accounting and budgets, and we help them figure out what housing they've had in the past that either has or hasn't worked. And then when the families decide this is it, they go into the program. They go to the new church Sunday evenings for dinner, and then Monday through the following Sunday morning, they are at the church, and then they will move to the next church. For instance, When I was first involved in it, I attended Eagle Wings Community Church, and we were a small church, and we didn't have a building, so we were a supporting congregation, and the Salvation Army was a participating congregation because they had a building, and we were also with the Unitarians. So the Unitarian Church and our church provided the meals and et cetera.
Got it.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what is sort of the average time that a person might spend with Family Promise of Juneau before finding housing, like permanent housing?
In Juneau, it's a teeny bit longer than the national average is about 30 days, but I believe sometimes 6 weeks, sometimes a little bit longer. We had one instance recently of a family. It was a large family. It was a mom and a dad, a grandma, and four children. So we had to be really creative. And as it turned out, we found two sets of housing, one for the grandma and the older boys close to where they went to school, and one for the mom and dad and the two little ones.
How many churches are participating?
About 33.
Here in town, mm-hmm. Wow. 33
mm-hmm.
churches.
Yes, it's a tremendously generous community that we live in. Yeah, very
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
And this fundraiser on March 15th right. goes to support all of this.
All
is that
of it.
Right?
It does indeed. It is our primary fundraiser. Yeah.
Okay. You want to give us more details on that?
On the fundraiser?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Okay, it's 5:30 to 7:30, Saturday, March 15th at Thunder Mountain High School. We're serving halibut chowder in a bread bowl, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the chef's name, but we got a notable chef, and we're going to have appetizers, and then we have a silent auction, and then we have the famous Family Promise dessert auction.
Got it.
Yeah.
Also, off the top of your head, do you have any stats on homelessness here in Juneau?
Well, I do with regard. There's over 120 students currently homeless in Juneau, and that's where we initially got this idea. If there's homeless students, they have families. Let's see if we can help the families. So when I think about it, you know, the 19 families that now have permanent housing – what a wonderful thing it is for them, but what a boon for our community. We have people now in housing, and they have jobs, and so they pay rent, and they're just like everybody else. And the kids do so much better at school, and the parents do better. It's a win-win-win-win situation.
And I think you just answered this question,
okay.
Eileen, but why is this important to you? Why dedicate your time to Family Promise of Juneau?
Well, I raised three children, and I know how important it is to have a stable family life. I've seen lots of when my kids were teenagers, quite a few years ago, I knew a lot of their friends who couch surfed, and it was such a tough thing because they didn't feel safe and they just had to go one place and then to another, and how tough that is. So. Pastor Terry Stage Harvey was one of the main people to get this going, and she came and spoke at Eagle Wings, and it was so inspirational, and it was so practical. A church that's empty 6 days a week, why not use it for something that's good for everybody? That's my thought.
All right, that's the voice of Eileen Hosey. She will be at the Family Promise of Juneau fundraiser, Halibut Dinner, March 15th, Thunder Mountain High School. Where's the best place to get tickets, or what's the best place to find you online?
The best, Family Promise of, jeez, got me there. I know we have a Facebook page and all. Probably the easiest way is to call the office, 500-3032, or you can call me. I have a few tickets left in my purse. You can call me at 957-0109.
Yeah. That's 957-0109. Just call Eileen directly.
Just call me. I'll get you a ticket or
and
two
you can
or
eat
four.
Some halibut and you can support
yeah.
this program. Eileen, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that'll do it. That'll
All
do
right.
it.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.